everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. Now, as everyone knows, every morning in our house is chaos.
Yes.
And really more so for you than for me, because you deal with school for Grayson and Chloe. You deal with getting Chloe up, getting her dressed, taking her to school. I mean, and, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Right. And then Grayson's tutor gets there at, what is it, 9 o'clock?
9:30.
And then he's sitting at the kitchen counter half the day, you know, doing doing all of his work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're running around. I think this morning I had said, but you run around and you only get 20% of a task completed, which is why your list never goes away. Because you're running in 40 different directions,
right,
and you don't know how to say no.
Right. Okay. Yes, you're right.
I mean, would you don't agree?
Folks, I do agree.
She's sitting here with, listen, the older that my wife gets, the more like father she gets.
I'm agreeing.
She's very passive aggressive.
I'm not going to argue with you about it, but there's only one of me.
Which is why I just said you don't know how to say no.
Well, you know what?
Because you do have an assistant.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Uh-huh. What I want to know what that means.
Okay, all right, folks, let's move on. What would you like to discuss today, Todd?
Well, I was trying to discuss. I was going to discuss your assistant.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
Oh, folks, let me tell you something. People will say, Todd, I don't know how he does it. He does a million things a day and expects everyone else to function at his level. I think that's the complaint, right? That we have generally with people that work for us. And what people don't realize is that the people that work for Julie, she comes to me when I'm in the shower or when I'm in bed or when I'm sitting on the toilet. That's her favorite time to come and stand at the door and talk to me.
That's not true.
And do you know that so-and-so did not do this?
But my thing is, I feel like I should be able to vent to you. I mean, you're the only person I can vent to.
And you can vent to me.
No, I can't, because then you use it against me.
That's not true.
And then
it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. What I say to you is, what you're saying to me, you should be able to say to the people that you employ. So they're not going to change or respect you or what you need to have done if you constantly are letting them get by with it.
Okay. You're right.
I don't. Now, the people that work for me, I don't have that problem with, because they kind of know that this is what's on the list for the week. This is what's on the list for the day. Folks, I have two lists. I have a list of everything that must be done on a daily basis, and then I have a list of what must be done on a weekly basis. And I expect you to get those things done. I don't want to have to come back, babysit you, handhold you, do your job, get your check on Friday, and move on. That's all I need. Julie wants to, it's okay, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Well, my thing is, if I have to keep reminding you over and over and over again, the time that it takes, first of all, me, of all people, should not be one that's reminding someone else. So if I have to be reminding someone else over and over and over again, then we got a big problem.
And then she gets pissy, folks. She'll come and ask. Let me just tell y'all, because I trust each and every one of y'all that tune into Chrisley Confessions, I'm going to share what the real struggle has been for the last 2 weeks. You want me to tell them?
I don't care what you tell.
Folks, we have a new shower system. And it's got to.
And it's not right.
It's got to.
It's not right. I don't need all this. Like, I need a light switch that you turn on and you turn off. I don't need one that turns on everything in the house. When I hit the light switch in my kitchen, I just need it to turn my kitchen lights on. I don't need it to turn the lights on in the basement or in the living room or beside the bedside table. I don't need all that.
But I paid for you to have that.
But you did that for you, because I don't need it, nor do I require it, nor I just need a light switch.
You're really passionate about the lights.
Well, because then, you know, you get all pissy because I hit a button and every light in the house comes on. And then he just gives you that. He's got this look, and he can just give you this look of disgust and like, ugh.
Folks,
and it's so, anybody who has dealt with Todd, I can guarantee you, you've seen that look. You may not know it, but you've seen it.
Folks, it's a very simple concept. It's, they're labeled.
Zone one and zone two.
We're back on the shower because you jumped from the shower to the.
Yes, they are labeled now, but you have to admit they're not all right.
But
the light switches are not all correct.
They're working perfect for me. And
okay, well, good. Then turn them on. I'll walk around in the damn dark. I don't care at this point. So you're going to cause me to curse today, sir.
Let's talk about your favorite part. Let's talk about the shower. Stuff at the shower.
Again, I just need a shower that will come on, let me wash, and turn it off. I don't need one that the temperature goes up and down. That you turn on zone one, both the showers come on. Then you flip it and you hit just my shower and turn it off. Then everything comes off. I don't need all that.
But why is it that my side doesn't do that?
Yeah, it does do that because you've cussed about it a million times.
Until I figured the system
out. Okay, well.
And then, folks, she gets up in the morning. She goes in there, and I lay there and just laugh because it's literally like musical chairs with her in this shower. You hear the shower turn on, and then it runs for like a minute, and then you hear it shut completely off. And then you hear her go, and then you hear the shower come on again. I have gone in there, stood in the shower with my wife, and said, "You are zone one. Hit zone one. This is how you program your body temperature. It can be set to whatever temperature you want it to be. What do you like? Tell me what you want." Then I move it up to 104. Then I said, "Now touch the shower pit, the photo of the shower head. Then touch the photo of all the shower sprays. And then this is the photo for your rain cap." "I don't want all of that. Just turn my shower on." So I turn everything on for her so that she can take a spa experience. That's why I built it
for
her. Oh,
no, there ain't no spa experience up in this trailer. There's no spa experience over here.
I cannot deal with her this morning. Mm-mm. Folks, I had a great shower. My shower's working the way that it needs to work. Mm-hmm. My body temperature was 106.
Okay,
everything
well,
was
we're
great.
So glad you're perfect.
I know to touch the top button for the lights to turn them all on in the room. I know the second button turns the lamps on beside the bedside table. I know the bottom button shuts off all the lights in our bedroom. And then I know the other panel controls all the bathrooms.
Well, I'm so
but it's
glad.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you're so smart.
I love you so much that I'm not going to give you away because of you not being able to figure out the Crestron system.
Okay, whatever.
Is there anything else that you want to complain
about?
Oh,
I'm not the one complaining. You're the one complaining. So I can assure you there's plenty.
There's plenty for you to complain about?
No, for you to complain about.
Well, there is plenty for me to complain about, but I mean, I try not to do it.
Since when?
You're on a roll this morning, sister. Yeah. You're on a roll.
When have you ever held back? Okay, never.
Well, I'm not going to hold back.
Okay, guys, so Valentine's Day is among us. And so if you want to buy that special guy in your life something that he's going to love, you have to try Tommy John. And I actually purchased these for Grayson and for Todd, and they both absolutely love them. Men across America are loving Tommy John underwear because they keep everything in place. They are breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric that has four times the stretch of competing brands. And each Tommy John's 13 million pairs of underwear sold are covered by a no-wedgie guarantee. Tommy John underwear is listed on GQ's latest 10 Essentials with Kevin Hart. They have over 96% four-star plus reviews and over 13 million pairs sold. But you just have to try them for yourself. So pick up a pair for yourself and give her the new Tommy John loungewear and pajamas. Valentine's Day success guaranteed, because 95% of women were happy to get Tommy John loungewear as a gift. And there's no risk with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Try Tommy John today. And if you don't like them, they're free. And for a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/CC and get $20 off site-wide, including limited edition Valentine's gift sets. Go right now. Last year, they sold out in just 5 days. So get $20 off site-wide plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/CC. That's Tommy, TommyJohn.com/CC. See site for details.
So that leads me to a message that I received on Facebook, folks. So I get this message on Facebook that wants to know why we don't discuss certain family members on our podcast. Why I do not post pictures of certain family members on our podcast, I mean, on our social media. If someone's not posted on my social media, there's a reason for that. If we don't talk about them on the podcast, there's a reason for that. And I choose to coin a phrase from someone that we kind of think is very ironic that they use this statement about living an authentic life. You know, I do actually try to live an authentic life. Now, everyone's version of authenticity is different. My version of authenticity is being true to myself. That is, to me, the greatest form of authenticity. If I don't come on this podcast or I don't go on social media and I don't tell you every ounce of our personal business, it's because it's not your business. It's not for public consumption. If someone else that I'm not posting about wants to say something or wants to post something or whatever, that's up to them. Do whatever they want to do. It's, again, just a further cry for attention, and I'm not going to feed into that. When you stop talking about someone, that's when you have effectively and efficiently moved on from it. So, you know, I wanted to address that because you took a lot of time to send this message, because it was like literally paragraphs that you sent me in multiple messages. So, and you're from Raleigh, North Carolina, I think. So I hope that you've said that you tune into the podcast every week. So I'm going to say to you, Barbara, that I hope that answers your question. You also wanted to know about my favorite children. I think I've addressed this many times. Yes, I have favorites, and they change from day to day based on what my kids do, and if they piss me off, and if they do something that they shouldn't have done. I do not consistently have a favorite child. I love all of my children. Do I have a different relationship with some than I do others? Absolutely. You know, everyone's like, oh, well, Savannah's Todd's favorite because she looks more like him. That is the silliest, childish thing in the world. Do you believe that, I mean, in all honesty, do you believe that I love Savannah more than I do any of my other children?
No.
Okay. Now, you hesitated on that.
I was just being funny.
So explain why you can say no.
Because I know, first of all, I know your heart. I know that in order for people to get to hurt you, it's because you love them. It's because you care about them. So I know that you love all of your children. It's just, there are, if you have more than one child, I don't care who you are. You have children who are easier than others. You have children who are more like-minded to you,
right,
than others.
Savannah is more like-minded to me.
And I think that makes a difference. But I do think, as with any relationship, there are ebbs and flows. You know, there are times you're closer to one than you are the other, you know, depending on where you are in your life and where they are in theirs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a perfect analogy. Because now Barb is very concerned about the family dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barbara girl, how many kids you got? And do you talk to them every day?
Because I talk to four of my children every day, multiple times a day. You know, do I like Chase every day? No, I don't.
But listen, I don't like you every day. And but that don't mean I'm going anywhere.
Well, I can't say that about you.
Yeah, what the heck ever.
I think that mine and your relationship is just way different because I think that, well, let me ask you this, then mm-hmm. we'll get back on kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you're in a safe relationship with you within our marriage?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And what makes you feel safe in our relationship?
Well, I think because we both made the conscious decision that we're going to make it work no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that time, as we've all said, is a healer and a revealer. So when someone's shown you for 25 years that they're in it for the long haul, mm-hmm. then I think that gives you a certain sense of security.
So what you're saying is I've shown you that.
Yeah,
that I've been
for
in
sure.
it. Okay. And I think
as I feel like I have too.
100%. And I've said to you that the reason that I have been able to do so many of the things that I've done in my life since meeting you is because you gave me that freedom. You gave me that security to know that I didn't have to worry about you leaving, about.
But now, folks, listen, if you see me walking down Highway 65, please don't stop to pick me up because I am walking. I am the heck up out of here.
But you'd probably don't want to pick her up because she may not have had a shower that morning.
Oh, I can assure you I've had a shower. Before I left on my journey, I'd shower.
But I think that relationships, you cultivate the kind of relationship that you're going to have with someone.
Right.
Now, the relationship Barbara and Raleigh, the relationship that I have with Savannah has been cultivated her entire life. I have always thought Savannah was a beautiful, beautiful child. She has a beautiful heart, a beautiful soul, a beautiful spirit, and she's a forgiving young woman. She has a servant's heart, and she is always confused over how people want to hurt each other. And that's something that weighs heavy on her at times. And that doesn't weigh heavy on me. I don't give a shit. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I do not genuinely give a shit about what anyone else thinks or does. If you are not in my family circle, you're not my, and when I say family, I'm talking about my kids, my wife, my mother. If you're not in that circle, go do whatever the hell you want to do, because it's not going to have any lasting effect on me. It might show me who you are. It might cause me to soak out. I really don't think I need to be associating with you. But as far as my kids, I don't have that option. You know, I'm not a member of the cancel culture. You know, I've had kids that have done some sorry shit and have lied and done things they should have never done. But that doesn't mean that they're not my children. It doesn't mean that I don't love them. It doesn't mean that I'm not here for them. I don't have one child. And folks, get this right. I don't have one child that if they were in need or I needed to show up, that I would not provide and that I would not show up. Even if I don't like them, even if I'm not in a good place with them or whatever, my children are my responsibility. So if they need me, my phone number is still the same. Now, whether or not they choose to use it, it's up to them. And if they choose not to use it, then God bless you. That means you don't need me, which means that I raised you strong enough to where you could do it on your own. So you might want to have to give credit for that. As far as Barbara, me teaching Grayson at such a young, impressionable age that I favor other siblings over him. Do you believe that, Julie?
No. No. No.
What would you say that my relationship is with Grayson?
I think you and Grayson have a great relationship. I mean, He was laying there on the bed talking to you when I went to sleep last night.
Right.
I mean, listen, he's 14 and he can get mouthy and he's hormonal. And, you know, there are times that you just want to slap the you know what out of him, but you don't. But my thing is.
Now, like he, okay, now prime example yesterday.
Yes.
Let's talk about what had to happen yesterday.
Yes. So there was in one of the freezers. Somebody had left a drink in the freezer and it had burst and the frozen cola went everywhere. Well, it was root beer. Now, the root beer wasn't still in there, just the remnants of what had been in
what
the bottle.
What had exploded.
Yeah. So I said now, to folks, Grayson is the only person
drinking
that
root beer.
I know that drinks root beer in our house.
Which is why she had bought it.
So I said, Grayson, did you leave this in there? Freezer. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay, well, first of all, it wasn't the, as a matter that he left it in there, but it was that it made a mess, and the mess was still in there. And then I knew that he lied about it being him. So it wasn't even what he had done, but it was the fact that he lied and said it wasn't him. When he knows he's the only person in the house that drinks the root beer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cleaned up, but not by him.
One of our housekeepers spent 2 hours taking this freezer apart, removing all the stuff out of the freezer, the shelving, everything, bleached it out, got everything back to perfect. But it took her 2 hours. And she said, I just don't know who left this root beer in here, because no one knew that it was root beer. And she said, I just don't know who left this root beer in here. And I said, root beer? And she said, yeah, because that's what it was. And I said, then it's Grayson. And y'all asked Grayson, and he told you that it wasn't him? And she said, yes. I said, okay, when he comes home from ball practice, I said, I will look him straight in his face, because he won't lie to me. He came home from ball practice. I called him into my study. He sat down. I said, son, I'm going to ask you one time, and I'm not going to ask you again, and you need to know before I ask you, I already have the answer. Did you put root beer in the freezer, let it explode, take the bottle out, but didn't clean the mess up and left it for the housekeeper to do, and then lied and said it wasn't you? And his eyes filled up with tears, and he's like, yes, sir. I did it. And I know that it was wrong for me to lie to Mama and for me to lie to Miss Jill. And I'm sorry. And I'm going to go and apologize right now. I said, I know you are. So I called our housekeeper in there. And I said, please tell him the 2 hours that you spent on the freezer. She told him. And I said, now, Grayson, what would you like to tell her? And he said, I did put that bottle of root beer in there. And he says, and I'm sorry that I lied about it. And it won't ever happen again. I said, I know it won't happen again, because you took 2 hours out of her day that threw her day off, which will now make her have to stay later away from her kids to finish up her job for the day. I said, so tomorrow you will give her 2 hours back. So I told our housekeeper she was to put together a list of some of the things that she does on a daily basis. 2 hours worth, and that Chase would be taking on that responsibility.
Grayson.
Or Grayson would be taking on that responsibility today. And he said, yes, ma'am, I will do it. So that's what Grayson is doing today, is 2 hours of her work to give her back her 2 hours that he took from her with a lie. So as far as my relationship with my children go, I appreciate Barbara from Raleigh that you have concerns. I looked on your Facebook. And it's always people with cats. See, you're coughing up that hairball right now. It's always people with cats that talk shit. Now, Barbara from Raleigh, it looks like you've got a menagerie. Because you got at least 9 cats sitting on that picnic table with you sitting there. How many of your cats do you talk to every day, Barbara? Do you count out the little kiblets and bits or whatever it is you give them? Do you give them all the same amount? Everybody wants to know, Barbara. 9 cats sitting at a picnic table. Do you talk to all nine of them? Do you pet all nine of them the same way every day? We want to know, Barbara. Because I got five cats. And I deal with all of them in a different way. And each child you have to meet in different locations. And, you know, Kyle has had his issues. He's had his struggles. And he is doing amazing. And, you know, it's amazing when you purge your soul and you come clean with all of the lies and the deceit and the treachery. When you get rid of all of that and you lay it down at God's feet and you say, God, forgive me for the things that I have done, and you seek forgiveness from those that you've trespassed against, once you do that, then it's no longer on you. It's not your burden to carry. You've apologized, and now you have to move on with your life. The people that you offended, they have to be the ones to decide whether or not they're in a place to forgive you. I have forgiven Kyle. He's in a great place. He's doing it. He works every day. He does what he needs to do. And he's great. You know, do I agree with, you know, some of the choices that Chase has made? Absolutely not. But he's mine and I love him. And if you talk about one of my kids, I will put you in your place. Like I'm talking to Barbara and her nine cats. So that's nine litter boxes. Barbara, I want to know if you make all nine cats share a litter box or if they have their own individual litter box. Because you have chastised me about not giving all of my children the same amount of time that you think that I give to Savannah. Now, I don't believe that you will have, if I brought four of the five on here, I don't believe you'd have any that any of them would say that I don't do as much for them as I do Savannah. And people need to understand, I don't really have to do anything for Savannah. Savannah is a strong, independent young woman who has a hugely successful cosmetic business that sold out not once, but three times. Her new collection comes out in March, and she's got a waiting list now that surpasses the amount of inventory that she's going to be able to put out. So she doesn't have to come to me for money. She doesn't have to come to me to get approval on what she's going to do. She's a grown 23-year-old woman. She makes decisions with the understanding that the decisions she's going to make, she will shoulder the consequences for. Chase is the same way.
Okay, everyone knows that podcasts are small businesses. And when we're talking to business owners, we get it 100%. Todd and I have been business owners for many, many years. And when it comes to hiring, every single hire needs to fit just right. Listen, our team is small here. We've had big teams. We've had huge teams. But one wrong move can destroy it all. That's why we're telling you about Indeed. Indeed.com is the hiring site that helps you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through the millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. So you can do the part you really need faster, which is meeting and hiring great people. Unlike some hiring sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility, delivering a quality short list faster. With Indeed, there's no long-term contracts. You can pause your account at any time, and you only pay for what you need. With Instant Match, you get a list of great candidates with zero wait. And Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. So want your quality shortlist fast? You need Indeed. Right now, our listeners get a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. This is Indeed's best offer available anywhere. Get a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed, Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through March 31st. Terms and conditions apply. But I also think people need to know that it's a two-way street. Like, if I said to her, Savannah, I have to go so-and-so for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to come here, and I need you to take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She'd say, okay.
And we'd be done with it.
You know, if she goes somewhere and sees something that she thinks one of us would like, she picks it up and brings it to us.
Yes.
You know, she calls, you want to have dinner? I'll go to the grocery store and get everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street, too.
And she is the most giving child that we have.
Yes.
She is the most giving child and the most selfless child, because she never places anyone in front of her. She's always doing for someone else. And, you know, with boys, I think that society has just given boys passes for years and saying, well, you know, it's just a boy. That's just the way boys are. I don't personally think that's acceptable, because I've never been that way.
Right.
I've always taken care of my mother, took care of my daddy till he died, and provided for them to the best of my ability. I think that as parents, you try to raise your children to the best of your ability. And if you did, if you provided for your child, if you kept them safe, if you loved them and you did everything that they needed to do, that when the time comes and you're old, the child should step up. I don't believe that you should have to place your family, your parents in assisted livings because you've got to continue on with your life. What if your parent had placed you in a boarding school because they wanted to move on with their life? Because I can promise you there's parents out there that wanted to move on with their life, that wanted to do things that they felt like they would never get to do, but they looked at you as a child and said, but you come first. You're more important than what my dream is. Because I can tell you right now, I gave up a lot of dreams for my children.
Right.
I gave up a lot of passions in order to provide for my children.
Right.
And I feel like that, you know, when you had Savannah, and you just brought it up because you know it's the truth, Savannah is the most caring child that I believe that we have. Grayson's extremely sensitive and doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and he doesn't want anyone to do without. And, you know, if he sees someone homeless, that weighs on his heart. And, you know, I have watched my son go and buy food and take it to the street. And so I know that he's got a servant's heart. Chase has got a very sensitive heart as well. So does Kyle. Savannah is probably my strongest. Would you agree that she's our strongest child?
Yeah.
And I think that 100%. I think a lot of that comes from, you know, some of the experiences that she's had to go through in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and some of the disappointments that she's had.
Right.
And because when Savannah loves, she loves hard. And she trusts people. Now she's way better. You know, she's now been burned several times, and she now kind of sees it for what it is, and she's a little tougher than what I'd like her to be on certain things. But I think I've given Barbara a lot of time today.
Yes, I feel like you have. So,
so Barbara, you message me, because I'm going to send you some cat food. And I'm going to make sure that you're able to spend quality time with each and every one of your pussycats. First caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Becca, and I'm just calling because I absolutely love you guys and your show. And Todd, my husband says I parent like you, where I'm overbearing and into my kids' business 24/7 and blah, 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 blah. But I'm like you, Todd. I feel like if we don't, then they're either going to end up in jail, or somebody else is going to end up in jail, or the whole world's going to be burnt down. And so I'm just having issues with my husband saying I hover. So our biggest issue right now is our youngest is 12, and 3 months ago she fell approximately 12 to 14 feet from a tree that she was climbing when she was with her friend, and she broke her back in two places. She has a stage 3 lacerated liver and a severe concussion. And I am the one that spent 5 days in the hospital with her nonstop, no sleep, and watched her in pain and still watch her in pain on her bad days. And she's wanting to go ahead and continue with life, and I get it. It's been almost 3 months. But I am so scared that she's going to get hurt again, or she's going to hurt her back worse. And her liver is healing perfectly, thank God. But she could have died. And if her liver still continues to bleed or something happens and it starts to bleed, it can be fatal. And I guess I always see the worst, but I'm just worried about her. She's my baby, and I love my kids. So how do I let her go on with life as an almost 13-year-old and enjoy life, but still protect her, but not be so hovering that she resents me? I love you guys, and I hope you guys had a great Christmas and a happy New Year.
Thank you, Becca. You know, since your husband feels like that you hover so much, he should have been the one sitting in the hospital for those 5 days. Since he feels like you hover so much, he needs to be the one sitting at home, taking time off of his job, and being the caregiver. It's always someone from the nosebleed seats that's going to talk shit about the ones that's on front row. At the end of the day, you as a parent, it is your responsibility, not the world's, not your next door neighbors, not the school teachers, your responsibility to know where your child is at all times, to make sure that they're in the right company that they're keeping, and to make sure that they're out of harm's way. Now, if you want to call that hovering, so be it. I like to say that the people that accuse me of hovering, I've got a term for them: lazy. I'm not a lazy parent. I'm going to be up in my kids' business. I'm going to know what's going on. That way, if I can help my children to avoid something and going down the wrong road, then I'm going to give them that advice. If they choose not to take it, then that's on them. But they won't be able to point a finger at me and say, well, Daddy, you never told me.
Exactly.
So,
and I do think that, I've had this conversation with other people before, I do think that if you are secure enough in your relationship with your child, then you know that, you know, like I tell Chase and I get on to him and I get in his butt. And you know what? I don't care if he doesn't talk to me. That doesn't bother me in the least, because you know what? He knows anything that I do is because I love him with all my heart and because I only want the best for him. And I want exactly what you said, to try to keep him from making mistakes, because I can see those mistakes. I can see what you're about to do. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I just feel like that, Becca, you need to continue doing what it is that you do, and your children will appreciate it. Maybe not now, but they will appreciate it later on when they realize, after watching so many of their friends make the mistakes that you helped prevent them from making, that that appreciation will come in time.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's...
Yep. So I think, Becca, you continue doing what you're doing, and hopefully your husband will get on board. Okay, so this is not always a topic that we want to think about, but it's a necessary topic. So without a will or trust, how will your loved ones know your wishes? Who gets your possessions, your choices for medical care? At trustandwill.com, setting up an estate plan is simple, convenient, and secure. For as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, determine who gets your stuff, and plan for future medical care, all from the comfort of your home. Hiring a traditional estate attorney can cost thousands, and using a one-size-fits-all template is not nearly specialized enough. It is super easy. It goes through. I literally went onto the website. I was able to put in my information, and it walks you through every single step. And the fact that there's live customer support 7 days a week is truly a game changer. Trust and Will is the most trusted name in online estate planning. the category leader on Trustpilot, and they've helped hundreds of thousands of people protect their family, assets, and legacy. Gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/cc and get 10% off plus free shipping on your personalized legal documents. Don't wait. Go right now. This is really important. Get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/cc. That's trustandwill.com/cc. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Kristen from Belton, South Carolina. Since y'all are from around here, I guess it's better to tell you I'm from Possum Kingdom. I just wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoy your podcast. I started listening a few months ago, and since then I've went back and listened to every single one of them. It just really brightens my day at work. I just want to say, Julie, you're such a kind person. I feel a kinship with you, as my baby girl is not mine biologically, but I've raised her since she was a year old, and she's just as much mine as my boys are. Todd, you're my spirit animal. We'd be best friends if we ever met, and we'd probably get into a lot of trouble. But I also wanted to let you know something that's been on my mind. I've been listening recently to Lindsay's podcast, and at first I kind of felt like a traitor because I know there are a lot of issues and backstory there. But just as a parent to a parent, I know I think you've made peace with a lot of it, but I really think that, you know, that wound is always going to be there and it's never going to heal. But just listening to Lindsay's podcast, you know, I really enjoy it, and I'm thinking, you know, why do I enjoy this so much? What is this? And then I realized it's because I hear you in her. And I just want to let you know that. I think that's important for you to hear, because even though there's things that's happened between the two of you and things that, you know, you may not be able to ever forget, you just need to know you did a good job and you did the best you can. And that goes for you as well, Julie. So I hope y'all have a great day. I enjoy listening to you and just keep doing what you're doing.
Kristen from Belton, South Carolina. I know where that is. I used to go to a furniture store there called Maynard's in Belton, South Carolina when I lived there. I lived in Anderson. I love that you have listened to all of Chrissy Confessions, and I love that you listened to Lindsay's Coffee Convos. Yeah, Coffee Convos. I love that you listen to that, and I'm very proud that she's doing a great job with her podcast. I think that, you know, as a parent, you want your children to thrive. You want them to do well. And if that is the platform that she has found, that she's finding success in, then God bless it. Because, listen, you want your child to be happy. And if that platform is doing that for her, then God bless. You know, I think that's why we have so many podcasts, because we all find something and something different. So I'm glad that you have found something with Coffee Convos and with Chrissy Confessions. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I am proud that you feel that Lindsay and I have a lot in common, or that the way that she does, whatever you're referencing to, because she's a beautiful girl. And listen, she's my daughter and I love her, and I wish nothing but the very best for her always. So, Kristen, thank you so much, and we greatly appreciate you tuning in. Next caller, please.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Todd, Savannah, Nanny Faye, Chase, Grayson, and Chloe. I'm obsessed with the show. I've been watching for years. I'm 23 years old, so I definitely relate to Savannah and Chase a lot. My birthday is actually January 29th. I hope that we can get this voicemail. But I just wanted to ask, because I feel like I have so much pressure on me. Now that I'm turning 23, I feel like I should have my whole entire life together. So I just wanted to ask, at 23, is it normal to feel this much pressure? And what did you do at my age, or what Savannah or Chase do, since they are around my age ballpark? Once again, love the show. Can't wait for this new season. I already started watching the first new season of season 8, and would forever watch this show. I love you guys, and may God continue to bless you. Bye.
Hello, hello, and happy belated birthday, 23. You know, I don't think you can compare yourself to where we were at 23. Because, you know, everyone's different. And, you know, I do know there are a lot of pressure, but you are still so, so young. So because maybe if you don't have everything figured out, it's okay. Most people don't. There's people who don't have it figured out at 23, 33, 43. I mean, I'm 48 and some days I wonder, do I have it all figured out? So I would tell you to keep focused on your goals. You didn't mention if you were in school or if you finished school, but as long as you're moving ahead, there's going to be setbacks and there's going to be things that, you know, curves in the road, but that's just a part of life. So I think you don't need to be so hard on yourself to think that by 23, you know, you have to have it all figured out. You know, Savannah used to be my one to say, okay, by this age, I want this to happen. And by this age, I want this. And I want to be married by this age. And I want to have kids by this age. And as she starts getting closer and closer to those ages, she realizes
how unrealistic
it is and how you can't put those time limits on yourself. Because life doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. But as for, you know, I was 23 when I had Chase. So I was already married, helping to raise two children and having my third one. Todd was having his third, when he was 23, you already had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you at that age, but.
If you had have known me at that age, we would have been together sooner.
Okay, whatever. Well, anyway, so so I just think that you just don't be hard on yourself, but stay focused. Keep your goals, write your goals down, you know, talk your goals through, make sure that you are moving ahead, but don't feel like you have to put those such tight parameters on and deadlines.
You know, listen, what I would say to you is that we place stress on ourselves. If we're in control of our life and we're doing what we need to be doing, I think that it becomes easier. So your goals should come in your time frame, not in what society says that you should achieve them by a certain age. Live your life marching to your own beat, not to the beat of someone else's expectations, because no one gets to place expectations on you that causes you to feel less than or to become overwhelmed with stress. I had to learn that later on in my life. And so I'm telling you now, live your life on your time schedule. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, if you're on a job and they say you got to be there at 8 o'clock, you better be there at 8 o'clock because they're paying you to be on their time schedule. But when I'm talking about your monumental things in your life and on where you want to be and when you want to be there, give yourself grace. Grant yourself personal grace and live your life. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the moments that you have, because I'm 52 years old and I can tell you today that I was you at 23. I was you at 16. I was you at 10. I have lived my life with stress, I believe, ever since I've been born. And I'm just learning within the last 2 to 3 years that I don't have 52 more years on this earth. I may not have another day. Only God knows that, because we're all dying every day that we live. But what I do know is that the rest of the time that God gives me, I want it to be impactful days, months, and years. I want to use the years and days and months that God's going to give me to make other people's lives better and to make them laugh and to make them feel better about who they are. And I want to remove things from my life that I consider to be everyday stressors. And sometimes people are everyday stressors. And if you have those kind of people in your life, you need to step back and reflect and say, is it worth what I'm feeling emotionally inside to have you sitting at my table? And, you know, those are hard decisions to make, but I promise you, if you make them, you're better for them. So good luck and God bless.
Shayna Firm and Tracy T, moms and creators of the popular comedy experience, The Pump and Dump Show, dive headfirst into what it's like being a woman who also happens to be a mom in their new podcast in collaboration with Warner Brothers and Wondery, Band of Mothers. With no topics off limits, the Band of Mothers podcast explores women's lifestyle subjects with honest, hilarious, and entertaining conversation through the lens of being a mom in today's world. Band of Mothers will feature special guests, irreverent humor, controversial conversations, and interactive games. So basically, a day in the life of being a mom. This is a podcast for every mom because every mom should have a Band of Mothers. You know, I love the fact that this is real life. And there are so many moms out there that feel like they are going through things all alone. And I think Band of Mothers will help you to realize that we're all in this together. So Band of Mothers is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcast. Start your free trial of Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. With Band of Mothers, feel the laughter. Wondery, feel the story.
Folks, on that note, I now have to step out because I have another appointment, and Julie will wrap up officially this episode of Chrissy Confessions. Can you handle it?
I think I can handle it. We'll do a couple more calls.
You'll do a couple more calls without me?
Without you.
Well, then I love you, darling.
Okay.
And you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Growing Up Chrissy, to Chrissy Knows Best, Chrissy Confessions, all things Chrissy. We start next week on Julie's cooking show, so I'm excited for you guys to see that coming. And I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. So until next week, pray and love each other.
You kind of closed it out already. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Lori from Leverett, Massachusetts. I just wanted to take a minute and thank you for your show. When COVID first started, I'm a single girl. I moved to Massachusetts 5 years ago to go into ministry. I left full-time teaching in New York, and it can be a lonely life sometimes, but I know God has me in a single life for a reason, and I'm making a difference with what I do. But when COVID started, it was extremely lonely, and as many people, I started binging a show, and it was your show. I had never heard of you before, and your show provided so much laughter and just got me through what could have been a really rough time. So thank you for that. Thank you for your ministry and your podcast, and just for the light that you're spreading out there. I really appreciate you, and I listen to your podcast every week now, too, and just thoroughly enjoy it. So thank you so much for the laughter and the realness that you offer this world and the hope. Thanks so much. Blessings to you all and your family.
Hi, Lori from Massachusetts. Thank you so much for your kind words. And thank you for, you know, you were a teacher. You went from teaching into the ministry. And, you know, that is, you know, from one servant to the other. So I truly believe that. So my hats are off to you. And, you know, I know, you know, my dad was, I don't know what form of ministry that you're in, but you know, my dad was a Southern Baptist minister. So I understand ministry and how difficult it can be. And especially during these times, it's crazy. So thank you so much for watching, listening to us, and just for your encouragement. So just know that we are grateful for you guys. And yeah, let us know how it's going. Next caller, please.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Todd and Julie. I'm just calling to tell you that one of the best podcasts ever that you guys did was when you were all talking about how you first met and Julie was working at the bank and Todd was talking about Julie's yellow dress. Oh, my goodness. That was just so adorable. I love that story. And it made me think about you guys the two of you if, when you guys are not filming and when COVID is over, where would you guys like to go if you could travel anywhere, and what would you do? And also, could you please have Nanny Faye come on and guest on the podcast sometime? I think she's so funny, and that would be amazing. And last question is, do you guys have a fan, like, a place where we could send something to you, like fan mail? Because I wrote a poem for you guys back in November, the Chrisley Family Poem, and I just want to send it to you all. Savannah and her friend Chad were on the podcast, and I just want to send it to you guys if you have, like, a little website or something like that. Anyway, I hope you guys are all doing great and having a wonderful January, a new year, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for everything.
Thank you so much for your kind words. If you know, we love to tell our story about how we met, and we love to share that with people because it is special to us. And so I'm glad that you felt the same way. As far as travel, you know, when all this COVID is over and we're able to travel again, you know, there's lots of places we'd love to go. You know, my bucket list would be to travel to Italy. I have not been to Italy before, and that is would be a definite bucket list destination. But, you know, we love to go anywhere that's warm and sunny and near the water. So that's what we like to do. And as for sending us something, you are welcome to message us through our Instagram, Facebook. Lots of people send messages and things through that. So Instagram, Todd Chrisley, Julie Chrisley. You know, that's probably the best way to make sure that we do get it and see it. So again, thanks, and we can't wait to get that poem. Next caller, please.
Hi, guys. I am Annette from Texas. Let me start off by saying how much we love you guys. Me and my girls love watching your show. So I have two wonderful girls, a two-year-old soon to be three in a few weeks, and a three-year-old will be four in March. They're so beautiful and so smart. My concern is with my three-year-old. Like I mentioned, she will be four soon, and she will be starting school soon. I am so worried for her, and I am not sure how to get her ready for school life. She is the most sincere, sweetest child. Before the pandemic, I would take my girls to playgrounds, and some kids were a bit mean to her, a bit rough as well. And I did sit down with her, and I did tell her some kids will be that way, and just to stay away from kids who are rude to her. I know in my heart that as sweet as she is, she will tolerate it. I am afraid of kids taking advantage of her sweet gestures. I want her to continue to have that sweet personality, but to also have that tough backbone. She is just the kid that will give up her snack for someone, a child who just worries about others. I have told both my girls about bullies, but I worry there will be many towards her because of the sweet personality she has. Did I do all this wrong? How can I make this better for her to understand? Thank you so much, guys.
Hi, Annette. Oh, my goodness. You have two precious girls. It sounds like you have your hands full because they are close in age. I have been there and done that. Have you done something wrong? No, absolutely not. It sounds like quite the opposite, that you have done an amazing job so far. And as for trying to protect our kids, I think that's what every parent wants to do. And unfortunately, there's just no way that we can be there every single step of the way, every second of every day. But I think you have to, and I think you're already doing this. You're talking to your girls, you're telling them, you're keeping those lines of communication open. And that's something that as long as you do, you know, she's going to come home and tell you, and you'll be able to hopefully stay on top of it. So I would say you're doing absolutely right. Just pray, pray, pray. And that's something that I do every day, even though my kids are grown, except for Grayson and Chloe, is I pray for them every day. I pray for that they're strong and that they're able to make good decisions, and that, you know, when they make bad decisions, they're able to recover quickly. So I would say to you, you're doing everything that you possibly can do, and just keep those lines of communication. Let your daughter know she can tell you anything that happens or anything that goes on at school, and that's what you're there for, just to help her. So with that being said, Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Chrisley Confessions. New episodes, Chrisley Knows Best, this Thursday. Growing Up Chrisley coming up in just the spring, actually. So with that being said, good luck and God bless until next week.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of Limón y Sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.